This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews Podcast. We are reviewing Shazam for you today, folks. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Welcome along to this week's review of the latest big budget superhero film. This one from the DCEU and directed by David F. Sandberg, a horror director.
Is that so?
Or not, which may come up as a point of discussion during today's episode. From a story by Henry Gayden and Darren Lemke, screenplay by Henry Gayden, and stars Zachary Levy, Mark Strong, Asher Angel, Jack Dylan Grasner, and Jomon Honsu. It is 132 minutes long, with a budget reportedly between 80 and 100 million, and thus far has taken 67.8 million around the world, projected to take about 51 million, maybe 52 million in the States on its opening weekend.
That's good, yeah?
It's pretty good. I don't think it's stellar.
Yeah, okay.
But it's going to make, I guess it has to make 200 million around the world. We shall see. I would suggest they'll make it there easily.
It'll be fine.
All right, Wayne, what is Shazam?
In Shazam,
Billy Batson, or Asher Angel, is a kid who had an absent father and he was separated from his mom at an early age. He is now a 14-year-old delinquent who clings to the hope of a reunion with his mom, and he has a pure-ish kind of heart, which means he's at least half qualified to inherit the powers of the aged, hoary, like, wizard Shazam, who's Jaimon Honsu. And that Shazam is protecting the world from an invasion of the seven deadly sins. And that's why he has to pass on his power to someone, in this case, Billy Batson. By contrast, the bad guy of the piece, Dr. Thaddeus Sylvana, who's Mark Strong, he was belittled by his smarmy dad when he was a kid and rejected by the wizard, so he spends his life trying to find the portal back to the wizard's realm, not to serve Shazam, but to be a vessel for those deadly sins. He's a supervillain. And that supervillain has to kill Shazam so he can rule the world or something.
Awesome.
That's
indeed.
Right.
Indeed. All right, Wayne, that's a pretty apt description of the film. First of all, let's start with how familiar are you with Shazam as a character?
Thank you. As a child, I saw that TV show. This way, the cartoon, the Captain Marvel cartoon, right? Where Shazam was living with his Uncle Dudley and fucking there was a mom. Yeah, it was a real Hanna-Barbera looking thing. All right. That's all I know.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Also, actually, no, there's a really, for you geeks out there, there is a comic called Kingdom Come, done by Mark Waid and someone else. It is the most beautiful thing you've ever seen, and Shazam features heavily in there.
Okay.
Basically kind of a Superman.
So you're more knowledgeable of it than I am.
That's about all, yeah.
But I had zero knowledge coming into
it. Zero knowledge, okay, interesting.
What did you think then, with that background, to Shazam?
I really wanted this to be great. I really wanted it to be great, and I can tell you this, I love Zachary Levy in this role. Like, I thought...
Agreed.
He's
the best thing about
it. He's so the best thing about it,
right? By a million miles.
He's... they fought for him in the role, and I'm like, and he even said, "Look, don't you want someone bigger and actually also bigger, like as in like muscular,
as in physically?"
Yeah, and they just wanted him, and I can see why, because his Shazam is so awesome. It's basically Chuck, but it's not really.
Well, he just encapsulates adolescent teens, really, really well.
Exactly.
He does seem like a man child.
Exactly.
I think he has his natural charisma. This exudes.
It
this
really is
boyish
charisma.
Charm.
Exactly, because I really, really like him. You know who I don't like? Billy Batson. This is my problem with the film. Billy Batson is, first of all, he is a little bitch, Arya Stark-looking motherfucker, all right?
What? Like, no!
He's a real shit, like, and he's not. He's got a nice kid. I can't see a heart of gold or anything. I can just think he's a bit of a cunt.
Welcome to the soundboard, by the way. And he's a bit of a C word.
He is, rather.
Okay, right.
No, and I hated the performance and that actor as a result, and that was a problem for me, because when he turns into Shazam, that Shazam is not a grown-up version of this kid. Like, that kid is a little shit, and Shazam is cool.
Yeah, there's a
so
moment...
So it looks like two different people.
There's a moment in the film, very early, in fact, yeah, Billy Batson's introduction, is when he's playing a trick on the police officers to get access to their computer in the car.
Yeah.
That has that sort of same whimsical kind of vibe. He's like, hey, as he, you know, takes off.
I mean, yeah.
That I bought. But I would agree with you, the rest of the time he is a surly, sully, angry, angsty teen.
Yes.
And it's not what he is when he becomes Shazam.
Well, that's it. And then when Zachary Levy is playing up the distance between his adult body and the childish emotions, but he displays emotions that Billy Batson hasn't ever displayed. So my problem is that it was a massive disconnect. They looked like they weren't a version of each other.
Okay.
It was just two characters.
I can accept that.
Mm-hmm. So having said that, what did you think?
I thought the film's fine.
Fine.
Yeah, I think this is better than... If we're going to do the comparison, we may as well. Let's get out of the way. But straight away, in the DCEU echelon, this is right in the middle.
I would agree to that.
It's better than all the early Zack Snyder stuff. It's not better than Wonder Woman. I liked Aquaman.
No.
I liked Aquaman more because Aquaman is dumb fun. This film was dumb at times as well. It wasn't as fun.
I would probably agree with you. Aquaman was a little better.
Don't get me wrong. There's some really fun moments. And the best parts of this film are when Billy Batson discovers his power, always trying to work out his powers with the help of his friend.
Absolutely. Yeah. By the way, that kid, that Frankie.
He's good.
Is he an It? I think he was in It.
Was he? Didn't recognize him.
I can't remember. Okay. I could be wrong. He was the other best thing about this because he was, one, I liked him too. Two, the way he played with like Zachary Levi and whatever, the kid. That was all believable, and he was sort of
he's Eddie. Well done.
Yeah. He was smart. He's a smart enough character and an interesting enough character for me to like. Okay, I didn't like Billy Batson, but I like him and I like Shazam. So that's a bit of a bad one.
Yeah, the dad's played by Cooper Andrews. So Billy Batson gets taken into a foster home, and the big theme of this film is family. And family's not necessarily what you're born into, but what you make of the people around you.
Absolutely.
Which I think is a really powerful, positive theme.
I actually did like that.
That's a big tick of the film for me. And
I think that's a throwback to the cartoon because it's all about this family, Captain Marvel and Uncle Marvel and shit. Yeah, a little bit of that.
So Martha Milans is the mum, and her husband or partner is Cooper Andrews, and he plays a very famous character, a very liked character in The Walking Dead. So he's got some street cred, if you will.
Do you know where the mum? I look at her, I'm like, she's familiar. I have no idea where I've seen her before. Idea. Really? Wow.
She's not. In fact, she doesn't even have a Wikipedia entry.
Really?
So
I'm sure I've seen her somewhere.
So he gets brought into this, and there's a whole bunch of other kids in the family, and they're all different enough to be interesting enough. I was genuinely surprised that he had little interest in the older sister, who I thought he'd be trying to make a play for.
Wasn't that played a little bit, though?
Not really.
Not really?
Not enough. I thought he would be hardcore going for that, because he's that age, and she's like 2-3 years older.
Absolutely.
And of course, she would dismiss him outright.
Exactly.
But you wouldn't dismiss would try.
Shazam. Yeah, exactly. Yes. I know what you mean.
That would have been weird as Shazam.
Yeah, I know. That wouldn't have worked. I think that's why they didn't do any of that. If they made him like her as a kid, then it turns out Jack Levy wants to fuck this girl.
No, that can't work.
That's why they left it out.
Possibly.
Come on, man.
And so I was kind of pleasantly surprised where the film goes with regard to the family. And again, being vague for spoilers, because I had no idea.
You did like that ending.
We'll get there.
No. I'm interested because I didn't mind it myself, but I'm hearing a lot of flack about it.
I can have to talk very generally at this point because we will get to the spoiler section. If you're new to the show, welcome. It's great to have you on board. We do a non-spoiler bit, and then we get into full spoilers where we will talk about every element of the film. But for those who haven't seen the film yet, I'll just say that I liked some bits at the end. I liked elements that are set up and pay off. I did not like the way it all happens and the tone. It's not threatening enough.
Interesting. Okay, good. Yep. Because that's one thing that I think that we always talk about. Well, you talk about supervillains, right?
Yeah. Let's get to the villain. Let's get Mark Strong.
Okay. So Mark Strong is, you know, he likes Zachary Levi back in the day. He was once invited to look at Shazam.
He missed out.
And he hates his dad. And that's, you know, he's grown up
in a very, I think the first scene is really good. I think the first act really well establishes Mark Strong's character.
Yeah, I didn't know whether it was Shazam or him, though. I was like, what's this kid doing? Whose story are they telling?
You know, that is good. Again, you're coming into it like I did with no knowledge whatsoever. I'm sure once you heard the name, if you're a Shazam fan, you knew exactly who he was. But it was fine to not really understand who he was yet. I did go, well, this is 1970, whatever it was.
Yeah.
It can't be. There's no way it can be Billy Batson, so I knew that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Anyway, I really thought that was a good establishment, and it pays off well at the end of the first act, 40 minutes in, 45 minutes in. I thought, great, this bad guy's been really awesome. And then he's reduced to, you must get Shazam.
That's it. Exactly. He had not enough stuff going on and not enough reasons, and I didn't. You got to a little bit agree with the villain. You just don't agree with the guy at all, right?
There's just no point. And he's also, I don't know, he seems to have several opportunities to really put Billy to the sword, and he doesn't. Like, he's almost playing with him, and I'm like, what are you doing here?
I know, and then it's supposed to be like, he is sort of figuring it out as he goes along, because he's also a very new supervillain.
But he's clearly got a better grasp of his powers, the way that he moves and flies and
He's been wanting this his whole life. Yeah. I don't know, it makes a little more sense to me, but the whole thing where he's hurling like these standard supervillain insults.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he's too far away. There's a joke in there. But
about he's too far away. Yeah, we won't spoil that because that's
more
than that. But yeah, look, he also has the seven deadly sins as a part of, like, almost like his henchmen, his posse, if you will.
I don't think they did enough.
No. They didn't do enough with those things.
They were actually hard to tell apart a little bit.
Oh, you couldn't tell them at all apart. Right? That's my point.
Exactly. So there's no character there.
No.
Which is fine because it would take away from the supervillain. Well, he already hasn't got enough character.
It sounds like they're awesome. Like, I think that's a great idea to give these seven deadly sins a form.
Yes, that's not bad.
And then they almost do nothing except look like, I don't know, monsters from whatever smoke machine, whatever, and then they kill a whole bunch. This is why I'm saying David Sandberg is a horror director. There's some moments in this film which borderline get close to horror.
I did notice that there was a bit of harshness in there.
Which I was absolutely fine with for me as an adult. I liked. But I'm thinking, I was going to take my daughter to see this film. Or at least show it to her.
Be too scary, you reckon?
No way.
No way?
Cannot tell it show her this.
Really?
Yeah, well, first of all, there's the scientist who gets melted into nothing. And I'm like, that's really harsh.
No, it is harsh. I did think that.
And then another scene where basically a whole room of people get killed. And I'm like, whoa. This is playing for keeps here. This is really borderline PG-13.
I wonder how he got away with it.
Yeah. Oh, I suppose.
And then the rest of it, I mean, and there's titty bars and there's...
That's right. There is a titty bar in this movie.
And I really like the fact that once he's got his powers, what would you do if you're 14, suddenly had the body of an adult? You would go and buy all the... you would go to a titty bar, probably, and you would go and get alcohol. And they did do that.
Of course.
That was all played well.
And he's like, I'd like to buy some of your finest beer. Yes. This is good stuff. There's good... The gags in here are okay, man. I remember tittering quite a lot.
Some of them are okay.
I wouldn't say some every of one of them hit.
Completely flat.
You know what the funniest thing in it for me was?
If it's not a spoiler, do tell.
It's not a spoiler. It's actually in the trailer. Because it's in Philadelphia, which already is telling you it's not a big movie. It's not in New York or Gotham or this or in Metropolis or whatever.
With apologies to Super Movie Bros, Dave and Jay.
Sorry. I love Philly. I've been there. I looked at the bell.
Dina Marie, of course.
Dina Marie. Yeah. No. I looked at the bell. I had a damn cheesesteak, all right? It was fan-fucking-tastic. I'm just saying it's not a high-profile city like those coastals, right? Or more coastal, rather. The best joke of the film was when, because he's in Philly, they're playing that like Eye of the Tiger Rocky song, right? And he's bursting light bolts like in time with the music.
Yeah.
That shit would we burst out laughing.
Really?
Come on, I was like, onk. It's like, what's up? That's the shit. And he takes out a truck. But I like the shit out of that. I thought that was the funniest bit.
But yes. Okay. Yeah, I thought...
No, that didn't work
for you. The best parts of the humor were him finding his powers and the exchange about that and what worked and what didn't. And yes, all that stuff was pretty cool.
No, that was cool. And that stuff is always cool in a movie. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's also a really... One more thing to say on the positive. There's a really good reference to Big.
Was there?
Yeah. Did you miss it?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he busts through the wall of the toy store and he jumps up and he's on the piano.
Oh my God, of course that was a reference. I was wondering what the hell that was. I didn't pick it up at all. Oh, very good.
Which of course is the other film, which would be most directly comparable in terms of thematically.
You know what something is cool about this movie? Because in my opinion, this is the DC's version of Ant-Man. That's what this is.
Yeah.
It's the lower version of all.
Yeah,
all right.
The stakes are smaller.
Right, and I like Ant-Man a lot better. So... I know you didn't like them.
I didn't like either Ant-Man film.
Really?
Right the same.
You reckon?
They're both fine. They're all fine. Like yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp is the worst of the three for me.
Yeah, I like that movie.
I'll also say there's some severely ropey CGI in this film. Some of it's really good.
Yeah, I thought some of it was good.
Some of it's awful.
Mm.
Especially when Shazam is flying a couple of times. I'm like, whoa, that just looks like
really?
Zachary Levy's head floating in.
I don't know.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll see it. I'll probably see it again. But
yeah, no.
We'll skip through it.
I'll never watch this movie again.
Okay.
Never. All right. Well, that's it. So, look, it's a recommendation for me if you're into comic book films.
Yeah, it's also a recommendation for me, but just understand. I think it's kind of a kid's film, but you don't because you got them the little things. I think
if you edited this film, took out those two horror moments, it's a kid's film.
Yeah, it's
you
a really...
You probably get around the scary monster thing. Although that said, the scary monster things and the way they come in and out, yeah, I wouldn't want my daughter, not a 6-year-old, probably 9 and above.
See, that's a problem. If it's all the kids killing, you just take your kid there and it makes more money. But if it's like, oh, there's a couple of bits in here that I wouldn't do, yeah, I don't know.
I already told my brother and his son is turning 8 very short. I said, nah, it's too early.
Really?
Hmm.
I didn't think it added much to the show to have him quite so scary. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah.
Like the seven deadly sins were so neutered anyway, what's the point? They may as well just have been lights that came out of him and just...
Oh, no, they did some shit.
Well, I'm sorry, but that they did... They were either horrific or did nothing.
Yeah, that's true. They did... They held, like, people for a while for no reason. So, yeah.
All right, well, that's our basic review of Shazam. Let's get into a brief spoiler section then on the other side of this sound drop. Spoiler. Free for all now. We will be spoiling the shit out of this film. The end of it then, Wayne.
Mm.
I like the fact that all the other foster kids became Shazams.
I don't know how I feel about it.
And I'm not the comic book guy. You are much closer to that.
No, it's definitely...
I respect it if you're saying, it's not like source material and that's fucking bullshit.
I wouldn't know. I mean, it's nice. It's definitely the nicest ending where everyone becomes super and good looking. But especially like the, you know,
yeah, mostly.
Yeah, well, kind of, like the larger kid becomes like sort of this. Yes. Is he like Latino or something?
Yeah, he's Latino.
Okay, so that's what's happening there. So he's like a good looking Adonis Latino, good.
Yep.
That's cool. But I think it takes away from the Shazamness of it. Like the whole thing is, do you know what I mean? Like the superhero is Shazam, and now there's five of him. That's not so good as an ending for if you're trying to keep Shazam, this character clean.
Shazamness a verb or an adjective? There?
Definitely an adjective.
Okay, good.
But when, so now if they do a second Shazam, which who knows if they will or not, do all five of them bitches come back? Is it now Shazam's? I don't know. I don't know if you want your movie to end that way, if you want this to be a franchise.
That's Shazam and Co.
Shazam and Sons? No, brothers.
Shazam the Shazam's. And siblings.
Yeah.
The Shazam's.
The Shazablings.
I like that. Shazam. The Shazam.
Yeah, and then it becomes like The Incredibles, and I was like, eh.
Yeah, we just call it Who's the Boss? Family Ties?
Family.
Wait, The Facts of Shazam.
No.
Come on, that was gold. Are you just
The Facts of Shazam?
Because they're all like foster kids and whatever in some school.
Like D, the sarcastic sister. But what's happening? That's what's happening. Sorry. Oh, my God. All right. Now we're just breaking up 80s fucking sitcoms.
Growing Shazams?
Sign Zam. I don't know. I mean, now we're just reaching.
So shit.
Never
that
mind.
Was terrible.
It was terrible. Look, the whole thing wasn't going south when you started it, so fuck you.
What? No.
South, what do you mean, man? Dick. That shit was awesome until you took it too far.
It was
far.
A bag of titties, and I was trying to help you, but that's what you get.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's, I mean, of course he charms. It's a very irreverent sort of kiddie superhero film. There's no doubt how this one's going to end. I thought the end battle scene was really lame, to be honest.
It's because the fucking Seven Deadly Sins are shit. And then
they were shit.
The way he teases, like, because they figure out sort of at some stage that once they leave his, yeah, yes. And there's one left in him, and he's like, he basically taunts the Envy or whichever,
yes,
one
it was,
yeah.
Envy.
And then he comes out, and then Mark Strong's got nothing, and I'm like, that's a bit shit. Like,
it was.
It needs to be some power or something that fucks him up that only he can do, right? You know, it's I don't know.
Yeah, and one other thing I want to say about the film, which really kind of didn't work for me, was the really forced time and again, we're in the DCEU.
Hang on, I loved that.
There was a
I
moment
loved that they referenced Batman.
No, some of it was fine, like his paraphernalia, his mate's paraphernalia, that was cool.
Get a Batman and throw the thing,
yep.
Yeah.
And the Batarang.
Batarang was great.
Was cool, and that's what injured him, and that's what closes back up when the Seven Deadly Sins go back into him. But the thing that really shat me, which was awful.
What?
Awful, awful, awful.
What?
And I deducted a half a star immediately at this particular point. 10 points off my score.
Are you talking? Go on.
It's the Superman cameo.
Oh, yeah.
Piece of fucking
shit. Hang on
a
second. I don't think I have a problem with that.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Just to clue you in, people, at the very, very, very end of the movie, Shazam walks back in and joins his friend Freddy at the school, and thereby making Freddy the most popular kid in school because he knows Shazam, who, by the way, the whole city loves. Okay? And then he's like, sits down. Yeah, I'm going to sit down with my friend, Freddy. Oh, there is someone else coming here. And literally, the frame is cut. A torso. The head is cut off by the frame.
Cut off.
But Superman walks into the thing.
Yeah, well.
And, goes, and then it cuts, right?
Yep.
And I'm like, balls. And I'm thinking, well, you know
And
what?
I'm like, what the fuck was that?
I'll tell you what the fuck that was. When a character appears in a movie, there is an automatic license fee or just automatic fee for that actor. That's just how contracts are. So if Tony Stark appears in Spider-Man, he might have a low shooting schedule, but he gets paid, boom, this much, right? So they obviously didn't have budget to have Henry Cavill get paid for that 3 second fucking one, whatever, right? So he just walks in. So I'm like, okay, well, I get that. But it was an unexpected note to walk on.
I have an
on.
Answer to the producers and the writer for shoehorning this scene in.
What?
What the hell?
Yeah.
No!
If you think about it.
Will Smith speaks for me.
No, it gives some validity and sort of runs the universe. I thought it was fine.
Either he's in or he's not. Don't do this half-assed fucking bullshit.
If it's the second...
You pay Cavill and you take a film out of his contract and whatever and read it.
But then he's going to talk.
Or don't put him in.
But then he's going to talk and
terrible,
you don't get that moment.
Terrible. The other thing that's really terrible about this film, which we kind of glossed over early on, and it's the bullies. The bullies in this film are over the top.
They're assholes. They actually beat you up.
Well,
like,
they ran over a disabled
That's
kid.
Right. They ran over a disabled kid, kicked his
I'm
ass.
I'm like, what the fuck? Where is the 53,000 parents? Imagine if that happened in real life.
What about
forget the disabled part. Ran over a kid with your car.
Yep.
That's not flushing. I'm not saying this is okay, but that's not flushing a kid's face in the toilet. That's not stealing his lunch money.
That's kicking.
That is some. Or that's not punching him in the head because he gives you some lip back. That's bad. All that stuff's horrible. Shouldn't happen. But hitting a kid with your car, and everyone's just like, that's cool.
Yeah. None of the kids around him even stood up for him because he was like a kid with a fucking crutches.
Yeah.
Or crutch. And then he got knocked over by a car. And then they're kicking him while he's on the floor. Yeah. And like, does no one have a problem with this?
There's two of them.
And they're big bullies, but seriously, like, that would not fly at all.
And the worst thing that happens to them is they get wedgies? I'm like, no.
That is a big problem.
Oh, these and their bullies, car gets destroyed.
I would be happy if they died.
Yeah.
I would be happy if those bullies died from the fucking hanging from the fucking Ferris wheel, or maybe one of the seven deadly seals ate their dicks.
It's too dark to have that kid fly, because he saves them, to have them fly over and give them wedgies. It's too dark for him to go, huh, guess who this guy is? Fuck you two.
I would do a super fart in their face. Exactly.
Yeah, that also...
Also, you know what? Even the wedgies thing... They needed to lose an arm or something. Something really bad had happened to those guys.
They needed to be contrite by the end and coming back to him and saying, look, we're sorry.
Yeah, that would have helped.
That would have helped.
This was
still,
just like, these guys are fucked. They were part of the... Yeah.
Imagine it's just, oh, yeah, my kid got run over today. That's cool.
Exactly.
The teachers are like, yeah, at our school, we allow bullies to run kids over.
Oh, yeah. It's that. Well, that's the thing. It's public school. So, yeah, I don't
they're
know.
They're not shooting them, so we think that's a win. It's a bit dark to load up there at the end.
Good point though. Yeah, the bullies. I should have mentioned that the bullies are a bunch of shits who should have gotten taken out.
That's pretty much all I got to say about Shazam. Wayne, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, I'll go first then. My score for this is 58.
60.
Okay, so we're 60. Yeah, around about the same.
It's a flat 60. But if you like this shit, why not? Just just like horror movies.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, I don't think I ever need to see another Shazam film. I guess.
Oh, they make another one. I'll go see it. I like Zachary Levy, man. I like him.
Do I need to see it? No.
No need.
But we haven't praised him enough. He was excellent. But without Zachary Levy, this film is crap.
It's crap. It's crap without absolute Zachary crap. Levy. That he's the life and soul of the film.
Yeah, he saves it.
Totally.
It's without him, it's probably a 40-ish film for me.
Yeah, because I don't see anyone else like me liking another guy that as easily. So, yeah.
So, full credit to him. Great casting, great performance, and that saves the film. That's our thoughts on Shazam. For you, let us know if you got it right, got it wrong. You can do so via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc, or via feedback on our Facebook listener community. The link is in the show notes. Thanks so much for joining us again this week. Main episode out this Tuesday. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Pure shit.
Suck my dick.
We will catch you next week.
I love Philly. I've been there. I looked at the bell.
Dina Marie, of course.
Dina Marie. Yeah. No. I looked at the bell. I had a damn cheesesteak, all right? It was fan-fucking-tastic. I'm just saying it's not a high-profile city like those coastals, right? Or more coastal, rather. But what was I going to say? I fucking forgot what I was going to say now.
Stone cut!